Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
I can never run for office. Tim has pictures of my balls.
Yep. You're doomed.
Yep. I can never run for office for so many better reasons than that, though.
Because you suck? Boom!
Well, no, I was going to say, number one, fucking look at me. This is not a face that inspires votes.
All right, should we sync up? Hello?
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this Tancast. This week, Noah goes to Calistoga. Andy quits his job. Tim gets into an argument with a birther, and the guys scrap a planned high five to talk about a bunch of other random crap. And when you hear this sound,
Mr. 187 on the motherfucking top.
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Motherfuckers.
Fuck you.
No.
Just a little?
All right. I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast. Fuck. Did I just lose everybody, or is it just Noah?
I think just Noah.
By the way, Tim, I love that suck on my superior liberal douchiness t-shirt. Especially that it ends with vote Tancast, because it's like right up in front. Boom! Tancast, motherfucker. the stars. The line of stars right above vote Tancast. Nice touch.
I had to make it look official.
Yeah.
Hello?
Noah?
Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
Did we lose you before we sunk up?
Yes.
That is unfortunate.
I should mention I'm in Calistoga. I'm a hotel Wi-Fi, so hopefully it doesn't keep dropping out. Yeah. So we will see.
Well, let's start this over again.
Yes, let's.
Tim, Andy, Noah, Tancast. Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house. So now we get together every week and do this Tancast. This week, Noah goes to Calistoga. Andy quits his job. Tim gets into an argument with Berger. And the guys scrap a planned high five to talk about a bunch of other random crap. And when you hear this sound, there's the one link to the motherfucking crap. That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Well, motherfuckers.
I'm Tim the T and Ken. Tim. Whatever.
I'm Andy the A and. Whatever.
I'm Noah the N and.
Whatever, I already did this once, you asshole. I have to do it twice.
I don't do two takes.
How is everyone?
I'm fine.
I'm alright. A little thirsty. Not gonna lie to you.
I'm all sleepy. Had weird dreams last night. Somebody in one of my dreams said, "So wait, you named the camel after your butler?" And the response was, "No, I named the butler after the camel." That's all you need
to know.
Okay. That's weird.
That's actually more than I needed to know, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Because it's a dream, and it didn't really happen, and it's not interesting. Nothing, Noah. You know.
So, let's hear from the less douchey member of Tancast. How was your week, Noah?
It was good. I'm in Calistoga right now, getting some mud baths.
Don't poop in the mud bath.
I was going to say, is that a euphemism for, like, scat play?
No.
If you pooped in the mud bath, would they know? I mean, if they're like sulfur springs, what would give it away?
You know, they might know. I don't know.
Find out.
No.
For science!
No! That's disgusting. I mean, because theoretically, you know, they put hot water on top of it, and they mix it back up. So, I mean, it's possible you could never notice. Lindsay, the person I came with, she was asking me, what were we talking about? I was like, somehow pee come up. And I was like, I never thought about people peeing those things. I mean, I guess you could. How would you know?
Yeah, what are you going to do? Get out? Just be like, trying to flick the mud off the tip of your penis so you can go take a leak somewhere?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess you could just get out.
Yeah. Pee over the side. This conversation went a really weird place really fast.
Let's take it to 10 laughs.
Let's do that.
doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial 10 Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Why so serious?
10 Laughs. Time you send jokes in and we read them.
And I thought my jokes were bad.
10 laughs. I would like to go last.
Okay. Well, I vote Noah go first.
All right.
Mainly because I'm still trying to log into my email.
Yeah, why be prepared?
So this is from Jerry. Hey guys, thank you for making me laugh every week while you're stuck in traffic on the 405.
I like how breezy casual he sounds in Noah's recreation. Hey guys,
hey guys.
What's happening, baby? Yeah, I'm Jerry Brandt, just keep chilling out and doing some shit.
I just chill on the 405.
Because this is totally how Jerry sounds.
He's like, hey man, how you doing?
Hey man. You ain't bad, man. You ain't nothing.
He goes, I think when people see me laughing hysterically in my car, man, while I'm stuck in traffic, they assume I'm insane, man, but it ain't true.
So now Jerry's just high.
And they're way less likely to cut me off. So it's like, cool, man, cool. Anyways, here's some 10 laughs, courtesy of old mom's Mably album I was recently given. Old Mom's Mably. Do you know her, Tim?
No idea what that is.
Okay. A woman in the hospital on her deathbed calls her husband to her side. Dying wife, I don't have much time left, but before I go, there's something I must confess. I haven't been true. I've been running around on you and sleeping with other men since the day we were married. The husband pauses for a moment and seemingly choking on his emotions before replying, I know. That's why I poisoned you. And then one more. Colored fellow down home died. Pulled up to the gate. St. Peter looked at him and said, that's weird. Sorry. St. Peter looked at him and said, what do you want? Hey man, you know me. I'm old Sam Jones. He looked in his book. Sam Jones, he said. No, you ain't here. No Sam Jones, he said. Oh man, yes I am. You know me. I'm the cat that married the white girl on the Capitol steps of Jackson, Mississippi. He said, how long ago has it been? He said, about 5 minutes ago. Sorry, that joke's a little weird.
I just don't think you delivered it right.
Probably.
I'm just going to come out and say it.
All right, that's cool. That's cool.
Cool, man, cool.
That's it. That's all I got.
All right.
And that was sent to all of us.
Okay.
I like how, I don't know if this says it in yours, but it has a little flag. This message may not have been sent by Jerry Brandt.
Yeah, I get that sometimes. I don't know what that's about.
How do you know?
I think it's when people send things using their Gmail, but maybe through another mail system that Google flags them.
Hmm.
So I don't know what these people are using, but it seems to mostly be Google saying, hey, that wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Google's like, hey, that's not cool.
Be suspicious. All right, this one comes from Lindsay, our number one Merlin Misfits Is It British? I'll Watch It fan. What did the buffalo say when he dropped his kid off at school?
Geronimo!
Bye, son.
Oh. That's way better.
Yeah. Oh, I get both of your jokes. I like bison.
It's good, because that's the real joke.
Yep.
Mine was made up on the fly.
And clearly subpar.
Just like your mother.
Just like my mother.
She sucks at golf.
Oh,
no,
does
subpar.
She ever? Especially on the ninth hole. Zing.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me, because if you come in under par, that's good. Hmm.
I think of saying your mom sucks dick at golf.
Oh.
I didn't really think that's what I was saying, but...
Just roll with it. Roll with it.
Oh, that's what I was saying. Totally.
You want him to roll around in it?
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
All right, so my joke is from Jen. Two jokes, actually. One of them is, what is a pirate's favorite letter?
We know this one.
R.
No, the C.
Son of a bitch.
My wife looked at me like she expected to know that answer, and even Michael kind of had a look like, everybody knows this. And then boom! Your expectations were shattered. And that's what that when Jen sent me the joke. That's what she goes. She answered R, and the guy looked at me like he was. He looked at me like I was stupid and said the C. And then she was on the Jungle Cruise, and her not-so-funny skipper at the Gorillas with Guns scene said, "Look, monkeys with guns. Kind of reminds me of my hometown, Stockton, California."
Someone said that?
Yeah, the skipper at the Jungle Cruise at Disneyland said that, apparently. And I was like, "What? That's fucking racist."
Is he being... I think he's being racist.
And they said several of us looked... Jen said that several of us looked at each other with shocked expressions and kind of giggled amongst ourselves because the skipper seemed oblivious. So, like, maybe he didn't mean it to be racist, just like there are a lot of people with guns in Stockton, but that's... seems like it's racist.
I think I taste a little racism.
I mean, other than the fact that I wouldn't say Stockton is known for having a high black population. It's not like Oakland or Watts or something like that, but still...
Yeah, it still seems right on that. It's right on that racist edge.
Racist on the edge.
Wow. I wonder.
And also, a what?
I just wonder if anyone complained about
on that boat.
Yeah, that's all.
No, not according to this email.
Okay.
And then she closes out by saying, "It reminds me, you guys should talk. You guys should have." Michael's so sad to hear the Tan Lead 7. It's almost over.
Oh.
It's okay, though, because Mommy's taking her sweet time.
Oh.
Well, I made Mommy laugh, and that made him stop crying. Michael. Okay, so what I was saying was... is that she goes, Andy should talk about his experience starring in the next Disney Nature film on an upcoming TanCast, because I saw the poster with his hairy mug on it at DCA. And I will send you guys a link and put one in the show notes.
That's good, because otherwise I don't get that joke.
Yeah, neither did I. I had to Google it. Because I have not been to DCA since Thanksgiving.
Let's see here.
For those of you who are too lazy to get to a computer, the latest Disney Nature film is called Chimpanzee.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, it's me!
You're adorable, Andy.
Of course
Andy.
That's not Andy. That monkey is thin.
Oh.
Yeah, that's Junior. That's what Drew
Junior!
Looks like. There we go. If you click through on their photo gallery, you can see a picture of Junior giving me some food.
It's too late. I've clicked out.
Well, then you can't see it.
I can't see it?
Nope. Can't see it.
Can't see. Won't see.
Can't stop. Won't stop.
So, Noah, other than muddy balls, anything you're looking forward to?
I don't think so.
Okay. Just checking.
Might be free museum day tomorrow at, I'm not looking forward to Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, they were talking about it at work, and I was like, yeah, I'm taking VW. Like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like, the Chargers aren't in it. I don't give a shit who's playing. All I know is VW has those barking dogs. You guys have seen that, right? The teaser?
Oh, yeah, with the barking the Star Wars scene.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that was on Hollywood Babylon.
And they're kind of, some are dressed up like characters, and they have that dog who, his owner created a AT-AT suit for him.
Yes.
That was making the rounds for a while. And I didn't... It looks so weird. Like, I almost thought it was, like, photoshopped, like, when you originally came out.
Yeah, they're thin, weird-looking dogs, those greyhounds. I think that may be an Italian greyhound, because it looks pretty small.
Because he was eating pasta and talking like these.
Because it was putting a hit out on another dog.
Because it was painting itself orange and hanging out in New Jersey. We are racist!
So racist.
Does that count as racist?
I don't know. It's Italianist.
Racism. It's what's for dinner.
Man, we made it to TanCast 187.
On a motherfucking cop.
Maybe that's why I could never find it. I was always trying to Google what song that was from. But on the version I have, it's on an undercover cop.
Oh. Well, yeah. I can't remember the name of the song right now.
Well, I know April 29th, 1992 contains that line. By Sublime?
No.
I think it's What's My Name by Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Snoop Doggy Dogg.
But that's not one of... why doesn't that come up?
Angry.
Yes, be angry.
I am angry.
So, I'm also angry.
Were you talking about the Super Bowl just a second ago? Is that how you got to the dog thing?
Yes.
So I definitely won't be watching tomorrow.
All right.
Because little Michael is officially becoming Catholic tomorrow.
Ooh.
We're going to dunk him in the trough.
Yeah.
The trough of love.
Waterboarding for Jesus.
So we decided to have it on Super Bowl Sunday to really
make sure nobody showed up.
To really test the people's faith. Like, listen, you can either watch the Super Bowl or come see Jesus bless our son. Personally, he's flying in for this. We paid extra.
Nice. Oh, for our international listeners, Super Bowl is kind of like the World Cup, except there's only two teams in it, and we only do it on one day, and nobody gives a shit about the game, and everybody watches it for the commercials.
And it never ends in a goddamn tie, and people go home.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing, is you don't watch it for 90 goddamn minutes and see one goal scored. If that. Somebody wins, somebody loses. That's the Chicago way. So, anyone else have anything interesting this week?
Oh, we lost Noah, and now he's back.
Yay.
Hello?
Hey, Noah, welcome back.
Sorry.
Sad thing is, sometimes we don't notice you're gone until you're back.
Yeah, you can still, you feel like the energy in the room drop when it's just you and me. It's like, all right, I said something, and Tim barely reacted. And we just sit there and stare at each other for a sec.
I don't really feel any difference.
Okay. Fair enough.
Noah could be here, he could not, who gives a shit? Just kidding.
Aww.
I officially quit my job this week.
Oh, I've been meaning to ask you about that. I asked Noah about it. I'm like, that must have felt so fucking good.
Walk in
there like, oh, I have this piece of paper that says fuck you on it in the most diplomatic way I can write it.
It really did. And it was a piece of paper because this company has a fucking form for everything, including the I fucking quit. They have an I fucking quit form that you're supposed to fill out and give to your boss.
Wow.
So I filled out the I fucking quit. And then my boss was like in meetings, like away from his desk, like whatever. So it's like the day's halfway done. I'm like, I just want to quit. Let me quit. Be in your office. Let me quit. So I went in, I sat down and I closed the door behind myself. And he thought that was a little weird. I sat down. And I was like, this is a conversation nobody ever likes having. But, and I pulled the form out and like slid it across to him so he could see what it was. I was like, I'm giving my notice of intent to leave this job. And like, he's reading it and he looks up and he goes, well, I'm disappointed. And I'm thinking, what the fuck are you, my father? Dude, you are my boss. You're the guy who judges whether I'm doing a good job or not. And at the end of 8 hours every weekday, we both go our separate ways and leave our separate lives. Nothing I can do should make you go, well, I'm just very disappointed.
Well, if you took a shit on his desk.
Yeah, but, well, maybe it was kind of taking a shit on his desk. Maybe that's how he felt. But it was like, dude, you suck as a boss. This place is, like, soul-killing. They've got a policy and a procedure for everything. There's no room for people being people. There's just... Everyone's a drone, 8:30 to 5:30 every fucking day. And he sucks as a boss. He's not a monster. He's not like a horrible person. But like,
I like that you opened and closed with he sucks as a boss.
He just sucks. Sucks as a boss.
Did you say all that? Because that'd have been awesome.
No.
Why am I quitting? Oh, because you suck.
you suck as a boss.
Oh, okay. No, it's not okay. You suck.
Yeah. I can't say he's the worst boss I've ever had, but he's bottom two. And I've had a lot of bosses.
I can just imagine as he leaves office, he's like, you suck.
Just down the hallway.
Suck. As soon as you're out of your shot, you call him on the phone. As soon as he picks up, you're like, suck.
He gets a fax, just S-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U, page 2, U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U, page 3, U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U. My old boss used to say that whenever he would want to quit a job by taking a pair of his shoes and nailing them to the wall and spray painting, "Fill these, motherfuckers," and just leaving.
was it?
Yeah, that was Goatee Man, yes.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Goatee Man.
No problem.
That would have been epic. I kind of wanted to
walk. You have 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
As soon as do that on your last day. If you want, you can just take a picture of your shoes and then, you know, Photoshop, fill these motherfuckers, and then tape that piece of paper to the wall. If you want to, you know,
if I don't
do
wanna,
it the pansy way.
Destroy things or lose a pair of shoes.
You got to have a pair of shoes you're almost done with.
Oh, I got a pair of shoes I should have been long done with.
I was going to say, you got Crocs.
I'm not done with those.
Oh, Andy, yes you are.
You should have been done with them before you even got them.
So in all seriousness, when he said, "I'm disappointed," my response was, it was something like, "Okay." And then I just continued. It's like, what the fuck do you want me to do with that? You're disappointed. I was like, all right.
So was I. That's why I'm leaving.
Yeah. You're disappointed because there was other things that you wanted me to do, but I'm not going to stay here and do those things, so you're going to need to make other plans. This is me telling you that we're breaking up. So that's great that you're disappointed, but you know what? I'm disappointed. Oh, baby, I'm sorry. Take me back. No, doesn't work that way. So, yeah, you know, it was like probably 5 minutes of fairly uncomfortable conversation, and I told him, I was like, hey, you know, they made me a good offer. They recruited me. They followed up with me. They whatever. And I said something like, and I said, I know the position here. What I was trying not to say was, I know you guys are cheap as shit, and you guys will lowball anybody and everybody who's not like a director or a VP in the company. I know you guys pay shit, so there's no way you guys are going to counter. So instead, I phrased it the much more politic way of,
you suck!
Yeah. You suck! Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, double fuck you, you're cool, fuck you, I'm out.
Sorry, how did you really phrase it?
So how I really phrased it was, I said, and they made me a really good offer, and I know the nature of the position here, and just the way that the company works, I'm like, you guys aren't going to be able to counter this. So, you know, this isn't a negotiating tactic. I'm not trying to get more money or trying to, you know, like, waive this other offer or whatever in front of you. They've made me an offer that you guys won't be able to match, so just don't worry about it. And I think I actually kind of belabored that point a little bit, because there was in the back of my head, like, a, fuck you guys.
You guys, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, I know.
Just drop the mic. Peace, I'm out! So the funny thing about it is, like, the company has this really anal policy of, like, they don't want, like, and, like, they really, really don't want you telling anyone else that you're leaving. But there are a ton of people that I interface with on a weekly basis. So I've had a week's worth of, like, really awkward conversations with people where I don't know if they're calling to ask me things or tell me things or ask me for things or whatever, knowing that this is going to be one of their last opportunities to do so. So I don't know if these people have actually prioritized what they're asking or what they're asking me for or what they're asking for help with or whatever, or if it's just like the standard, oh, I need blah, 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 I'll call Andy, like knee-jerk kind of thing. Because I got a limited amount of time left, and I got a bunch of shit that I'm going to try to get done for them before I go.
You stupid son of a bitch.
I'm still just getting, like, hammered with random things from, like, left field. And I can't solve it. Well, they don't want me to solve it, apparently, by telling people, look, I'm on my way out. Is this really the most important thing you could be asking or asking for or needing help with? Or is this something that, you know, you could probably figure out yourself given enough time?
Wow. Yeah, I don't think they would ever want you to do like that.
Yeah, I would never phrase it exactly like that. I'm not that big of a dick. But I'm sure you understand my...
But, I mean, that's weird. Like, yeah, why wouldn't you tell people that you're leaving?
Yeah, so it's like, I don't know who knows. I don't know who I can speak freely with. I don't know who I can have an honest conversation with about, you know, what are your real needs that you need to have taken care of in the next 4 days? Oh, the form had, you know, what is your proposed last date or something like that on there. So I filled out that it was going to be next Friday. And when my boss saw that, he goes, okay, well, officially, you know, we have to get this approved. So you want to stay until the 10th. And he's doing the math. He goes, and I go, it's 2 weeks. Like, it's 2 weeks including today. It's this week and next week. It's 2 weeks. Because he was trying to make it sound like, oh, you're only giving us until the 10th? I'm like, I'm giving you 2 weeks. The fact that I'm giving this to you on a Monday and that's on a Friday means that it's, you know, whatever it is, 12 days or something like that. So it seems less, but it's 2 weeks. Just deal with it. So he starts making noises like, well, I'll see if I can get this approved kind of thing. Like, what the fuck are you thinking? They'll take me tomorrow.
Yeah, it's like, either... there's no... What do you mean you'll see if you can get this approved?
Yeah.
Like, look, I'm happy to turn around and walk out this door right now, flipping you guys the bird the entire drive home. Because I don't know if you remember this from the very first thing I said, but you suck.
Yeah, so I was like, you were here for the part of the conversation where I told you they're offering me a lot more money than you're currently paying me, right? That means for 2 weeks, I'm going to be at your pay level instead of their pay level.
Well, yeah, what do you have to get approved?
Well, apparently, like, once somebody's given their notice, this company wants somebody higher up the food chain to say, yeah, it's okay if they stick around. And I understand, like, if I was going to a direct competitor or something like that, it could be dangerous because I could take away, okay, you know, material information about the company's practices or their finances or their partners or whatever. Like, I could walk out the door with that kind of stuff. So I could see if I gave notice and I was going to a competitor, they might want to walk me. And I've seen people who give notice and are going to a competitor get walked before. Like, you know, no notice, no whatever. Like, okay, thank you for your resignation. Pack your shit. Right this second. We're going to have a security person watching you pack. I've seen shit like that happen before. And the people are like, look, I wasn't going to take anything. This is an honest, you know, I'm moving across the country. You guys don't have a job out there. I'm going to go work for a competitor because they're in the same field and they have a job out there. It's something I know how to do. So I've seen shit go down like that before, and I can understand that. But this is like, with this company, the default expectation is if you're quitting, you're walking now unless somebody approves you staying. And it just kind of speaks to the mentality for the rest of the company. I mean, the way they fucking run everything. But yeah, I was just sitting there, I was like, okay, well, if you don't, that's no big deal, but if you actually need me to finish stuff up, then I guess you'll get this approved. And then I walked out. Oh, and on Thursday, something kind of cropped up that it was like some very specific things had been done and had taken a while to get set up, like months ago. And there were then two different people who had two different ideas about how that should actually work, and they're like diametrically opposed. And one person is correct, and that is the way that things are actually currently working, and the other person was disagreeing and wanted things to work differently and was surprised by how they were working. So I went and told my boss, I was like, hey, you know, we've got this disagreement that we're involved in, and he starts like lecturing me about how it's not an issue and it's what everyone agreed on, and if they have a problem with it, that's not our problem and whatever. But he wasn't arguing with me like, you should have pushed back, or I'm pissed at them and you're just the guy that I'm bitching to. The way he approached it with me was like, I was the asshole. Like, it was my problem. It's like, dude, I'm just the messenger. Right now, today, my give-a-shit level is up here. It's pretty high. My give-a-shit level's been about where it's always been while I've been here. In 5 days, my give-a-shit level bottoms out. You've got 5 days where I give a shit for me to help you fix this problem and work with these people. But if you're going to act like it's my problem, my give-a-shit level is going to hit the floor a lot sooner than when I walk out that door.
Give-a-shit level fading.
I was just like, dude, it, once again, proving why I was right to leave. And yeah, I told him, you know, like, the company's not going to be able to counter. And what I actually meant was, there's not enough money in the world. So it was weird because, like, I was a lot less bummed out every day, well, almost every day that I went to work this week than I have been almost since I started the job, because I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And it feels like I'm just working on stuff that's going to, you know, whatever the next poor bastard is that they hire to do my job, that really all I'm doing is trying to give that poor bastard a less shitty experience by, like, documenting everything that I can and everything that I know and whatever. And taking care of enough stuff that they can, you know, limp by with the position open for a little while. But then, like, every interaction with my boss sort of chips away at that, like, barrier that I've put up around myself of, you know, like, certainty that all of this will end soon. He's like, kind of like, keeps trying to crack into it. Like, fuck, dude, I can just leave tomorrow. Oh, and the best part, the middle of the week, he emails me and says, well, I'm going to be on vacation next Friday, so your last day will have to be Thursday. It's like, okay. You know, I can do this job without you here.
Maybe then what, you go like crazy on your last day and like tear shit up.
Yeah, and I really think that's what it is. Well, I told you that he moved my desk from like, you know, 30 feet away to like 3 feet away from his door.
When he found out you were leaving?
No. Nope. This was a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, this is just because he thinks that, I don't know, he's going to get more out of me, or he thinks that he needs to observe me closer, or whatever. But I was really heartened, because a lot of the other people that are, you know, in completely different areas of the company, who have slowly but surely heard the news, a couple of them have, like, come to me quietly and said, is it your boss? Is that why you're going? I was like, what? Why would you think that? Like, because I know him. I was like, oh, okay, then yes. Sorta. Somewhat. He's a big part of it. So that's it. That was my week. It was all about quitting.
I still got my job. This is enjoyable.
That's good.
I start a new job on Monday.
Hey!
Yeah!
I don't think we want to discuss that job.
Well, we can discuss that they did a background check on me.
Yeah.
And I was talking with Jerry about this, Jerry Brandt, center of our first Tan Laugh, co-host of the Drinking Buddies podcast, and generally funny comedian. Wait, I don't mean he's generally funny. Just, he is...
And just all-around funny guy.
When describing him generally, I call him a funny comedian.
Gotcha.
Okay. Anyway, he's like, you better hope they don't listen to Tancast. I'm like, I can't imagine that's in someone's job description when background checking people. Like, and I'm going to listen to their podcast. Like, they go to the site, they're like, all right, this doesn't look that great. Because someone hasn't updated it since 1984. Asshole.
I think he's talking to you, Andy.
Hey, you heard. I'm busy, man. I got jobs to quit and jobs to find and then to quit. And then to get fired from and find another one. And then find another one while I have the first job. And then go back to a job. I be jobbing, yo. I like how I'm acting all egotistical about this. Like... Yeah, it's no problem. Andy finds jobs. It's his thing. When, like, every single time, it's fucking terrifying.
That's what he does.
That's how I do.
Oh.
PP.
So.
Yeah, you know me.
While we've been here, we went out to eat last night. And there was this girl who walked in to this Chinese restaurant we were at, and she was drunk as fuck. Like, A, she was slurring words. And, like... So she comes in, and she's talking on the phone, and she's waiting. She's looking for someone to get there. And then proceeds to order food and finishes her food without her friend ever getting there, but constantly calling her friend and just yammering on the phone, like, where are you? And at one point, she, like, handed the phone to, like, the lady that worked there. She's like, can you help my friend get here? I don't know where this friend was, but they never got there.
Can you tell her I don't like her and I am not showing up? She keeps calling me.
I don't know who this is and how she got my number.
And be sure and tell her that she sucks.
All right, bye-bye now, suck.
Anyway, sorry. So then.
So at one point, I saw her get up and she wanted to, like, pay for food. A, she was stumbling. Also, she had, like, food, like, kind of, like, around her mouth or I guess she was behind me, so I couldn't see her most of the time. It's like where she had, but I guess, been shoveling in and just got over her mouth. And at one point, Lindsay told me that she was eating her food while standing up.
That's horrible.
Just the whole time she was just like talking, like, "Hey, how's it going? Yeah, it's cool. Where are you?" And then she got her food and a bottle of wine. I'm like, I don't know if that girl should be drinking anymore or whatever it is she's on. Oh, and then I was at the post office, and because we had to wait in line with only one person, ringing people up, this lady exclaimed, "It's like we're in a third world country."
No.
Oh. When you tweeted that, I thought that was your sentiments about the issue.
No, that was someone else's.
Okay.
I tweeted two things. One time, I specifically said, "This lady said this," and then I tweeted something else, and I repeated what she said, basically.
Ah. Okay. The way I read it, and maybe I didn't see the other one, but I thought Noah was like, "Oh, only one person waiting on us. It's like we're in a third world country." I'm like, really, Noah? Really?
No. So originally it was a lady behind me.
Because you're normally much more laid back than that.
No, it didn't bother me at all.
I usually have a better sense of scale than that.
The first tweet was like, "It's like being in a third world country," said by a lady in line at the post office with only one teller open. And then I posted, "Tellers at the post office got the same slow casual speed no matter how long the line is, like I'm living in a third world country."
Yeah, that was the one I saw.
Yeah, so I was just kind of tagging on to what she said. I wonder if people would see that and like look and like, really, Noah? Like, but I'm like, maybe, hopefully they read everything. Apparently not, Tim.
Well, when you have a bunch of different people that you follow, there's shit in between, and so maybe I don't see both of those right next to each other. Speaking of people posting shit on Facebook or Twitter, well, in that your Twitter posts to your Facebook, this woman I'm friends with, quote unquote, like, I think she used to run a Disney podcast that, not for nothing, was really dull. I never made it through the first episode. I was like, I'm done. I like Disney too, but fuck it. So she posts this thing. I was like, "You guys need to check out this video if you care about this country, about it being a sovereign nation, because this is all about how Congress props up our illegal president." And I'm like, "What?" And I look, and it's like apparently there were 8 attempts to add a constitutional amendment to say that the president doesn't have to be born in the United States; he or she just has to have lived here for when there were various years in various of the different proposals, and they. After they display all those, they say, "See, and that's proof that a Barack Obama isn't really a citizen. Because this all happened during his rise to power." And then I was about to comment, and one of her other friends goes, "Did you get hacked? Or do you believe this?" And I was like, "What that guy said." And then she was like, and then she proceeds to say that, "Watch the video. Don't you see?" I was like, I said something like, "Yep. 8 times in 5 years, people tried to change the Constitution so that non-residents could be president, and then a guy born in Hawaii becomes president. Seems airtight to me."
Yeah.
And then she's like, "Oh yeah," and she posted a video of Michelle Obama referring. And now, granted, this probably does add fuel to the fire the way she said it, but she referred to going back to a visit to Kenya as visiting Barack's home country. But I think it's more like, you know, when people call, like, Africa the motherland or something.
Yeah, it
like,
would be me going to Ireland and saying, "Ah, the motherland."
Exactly. But she Mother was like, Ireland. Boom, what more do you need? And I was like, ugh. And then someone goes, "You need to delete these Dems. Or no, these Libs." I was like, "Yep, delete us. You don't want to have any other voices other than the ones you already agree with talking to you.
Yep.
Quick, silence us all." And then someone goes, "So where was Mitt Romney born?" And then she goes, "He was born in blah, 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 blah." And I was like, "That's just what the man wants you to believe. Wake up and open your eyes. I was actually having on good authority from some nut job from Planet Cuckoo that he was actually born on Neptune. He's part of an intergalactic plot to ruin Earth's sovereignty and our solar system. Open your eyes, people. If you believe in Earth as a sovereign planet, forward this message."
Well done, sir.
And she said, "You know what? I'm allowed to believe whatever I want to believe." I'm like, "Yeah." And because I know she's a Disney fan, I'm like, "Just like the people who believe Walt Disney was a Nazi sympathizer. There's exactly as much evidence for both, a.k.a. none." To which he responded, LOL. I'm like, I think I just won that argument. I win. Goodbye. Drop the mic. And then I posted, by the way, you suck.
Oh, I have a feeling Tim's going to use this one for a while.
Believe it. Believe that shit.
Brennan.
Noah, are you tight on time, or can we do the high five?
Sure, we can do the high five. I just have to be checked out by 12.
So
oh,
in and
yeah.
Out.
Oh, fuck. If it takes us an hour to do the high five, I will stop it at 3. I'll be like, we're done.
Yeah.
And Lindsay is waiting for me.
Oh. Does she want to add anything?
I don't think so. Lindsay, you want to add anything?
She want to get muddy balls,
yeah, I told
too?
About the drunk girl. Oh, apparently food was falling out of her mouth. I did not see this because my back was to her, but Lindsay was facing her. So I guess she...
Ugh.
Oh, and she was eating with her fingers. Breaking news story. She was eating with her fingers and food fell out of her mouth.
Classic.
And she was yelling really loudly. Anything else? Okay. She's got nothing else to add.
All right.
Alrighty, high five then.
High five!
Did I know what this one was?
Yes. We were going to do it last week. It was cameos.
Crap. All right.
Shit.
So next week then?
Give me a second. All right.
Quick, Andy, say something stupid. Wait, let me do it. It won't be quick if you do it. Something stupid.
Mm.
You're welcome.
I love Noah's tweet about how the guy in front of him is rocking some serious ear hair and wondering if he can use the hairs to catch passing plankton to eat later.
I read that to my wife. She was a little grossed out.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to come up with cameos. I'm sorry. I remember seeing that, and I forgot to do it.
All right. You've only had 2 weeks to work on it.
You piece of shit.
I got one.
Don't worry about it. Just go muddy up your balls.
Okay.
And no, I'm not going to drop that. Because it amuses me. Like, people go sit in mud? Fuck, I used to do that for free when I was a kid. Just dig a big pit in the backyard, fill it with water, go play G.I. Joe's, jump in like the world's most horrible swimming pool.
Where did you send... Did we email that? Was that IM where you talked about the cameos? We said we could do...
We were talking about it at the end of the week before his episode.
Okay, yes. So was it...
It was
Andy's
using
like,
my words.
I'm going to let you know, so you're ready for next week. It's going to be cameos.
And anything, right? Movies, TV, books.
Yeah,
even
if you
music,
can,
he said.
If you can justify calling it a cameo, it's a cameo.
All right.
Yeah. So,
my
like,
wife.
Stunt casting's fine, but, like, recurring role, I don't think you can really justify that one.
All right.
Like, they don't have to just necessarily appear in one scene, but it definitely has to be something that you can justify calling a cameo. And it can be books, it can be video games, it can be whatever the fuck you want. Go nuts.
And then take those nuts and put them in mud, right?
Yeah.
Right? Is that the dumb joke you're about to make?
That's the dumb joke. No, and that's not the dumb joke I was going to make.
Yes,
you know what's really sad? I actually completely missed that opportunity.
It's not that sad.
It's a little sad.
I need to point out, Cracked has still not given me any explanation for why I won their Photoshop contest at 7 a.m. this morning, but then came in 20th at 10 a.m. this morning.
20th?
20th. I went from 1st to 20th.
I thought it was 1st to 12th.
Oh, did I say 12th?
Yeah, you said 12th earlier.
Yeah, you just said
12th. That's why I said you were number 1 and number 2.
Oh, I see.
Get it?
That makes much more sense then.
Yeah.
Well, did you expect them to reply within an hour?
Yeah.
Okay.
What the hell else are they doing?
I don't know. Maybe writing articles? Running
Saturdaying
a website?
Around?
Maybe fucking stealing $50 out of the mouths of needy babies?
Maybe.
Wait. Now the entire second page is gone. Fucking Cracked. Get it together.
They gave you an imaginary number and it just sucked a page into the matrix.
Well, no, I'm still on the first page, but now the winning entries are no longer on the second page. Oh, wait.
All right.
Now it went back to... Okay. I don't know what's going on anymore.
Oh, are any of us watching?
Oh, I won again. I won again. Hooray.
You won again?
Yes, I got moved back to number one.
Okay.
See, the writing a letter helps sometimes, Tim.
Which one was it? The 30 classic TV shows? Or
maybe Tim should have wrote that letter when we hired those movers so many years ago.
Uh, I actually didn't write a letter. I just threw something up in the forums. I was like, wow, that kind of sucks. When today's results were first posted, I was first. Now I'm 20th. I already spent that $50 on drugs and whores. Is Crack prepared to reimburse me?
Okay. I just clicked through on 30 classic TV shows if they never got canceled, and it starts off with number 19.
Yep. Something has gone horribly wrong in the in the world of Crack today.
You need a little
singularity.
Raspy,
the machines are becoming aware.
Someone posted, number 20 is the best. Just the thought gave me warm fuzzies. And then they commented on their own comment a few minutes later. Or rather, number one now. Odd. Very odd. Anyway, so what were you saying about the Super Bowl?
Oh, are you, either of you watching? Going to a party?
No.
I'm not going anywhere, but I'm going
to
watch.
So sometimes you go to Super Bowl parties, Tim.
Well, like I said, we'll be baptizing my kid, so we'll be busy at a baptism party.
Oh, right, you did say that.
I'm sure the Super Bowl will be on. I will not be paying attention.
Do 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 do. Are you gonna have a little band? Do 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 do.
No.
Oh, all right.
I don't think you know how baptisms work.
Sure you do. Don't you put a electrical live wire in the water, right?
Oh dear.
No.
Yeah, they're like, it's like a Klingon celebration where you have to, the kid has to endure pain.
Yes.
Last night, hang on, let me see if I'm cleared to talk about this.
I have conferred with the council. They have approved me to discuss this.
Hey, honey? Danelle, sweetie? Wife? Okay, fuck me.
Well, you can always take it out in editing.
I guess. Okay, so Danelle and I were in the shower together last night. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, oh, wait. Danelle was taking a shower, and I hopped in, and Danelle, for some reason, has a much higher tolerance for hot water than I do. So she fucking cranks that shit.
You guys are the opposite of us. My wife hops into the shower with me. She's always like, God, turn that down.
Right, so, well... when we switched places and I got to be under the full force of the water, I was like, I'm like, she's like, you want me to turn it down? I'm like, no, it's like a Klingon enduring pain trials on his birthday. And she looked at me like, of course it is. You've just sucked all the romance out of the situation. I tried to ask if I could talk about this, but you would not fucking answer me. Now you come walking in looking at me.
I guess you weren't supposed to talk about it.
So am I not allowed to talk about this? Okay. While you're feeding our son deodorant? Oh, okay.
Delicious.
Oh, okay.
So were you clear or you're not cleared?
I'm clear.
Okay, cool.
She didn't seem too pleased about it when she walked in, though. Whatever. I said, I called every name I know of hers.
Tell her that you were very complimentary about her tits when describing them.
Oh, she goes... She also would like to add that my skin obviously wasn't used to it because I had like red welts afterwards. They weren't really welts, like they weren't raised, but my skin was red where the hot water hit me. For a while afterwards, too. She's like, it's still red.
Yeah, like, burns are like that.
My tender body does not want all that heat.
She's like, I do triathlons, bitch. I can take it.
I like tepid water, not the molten magma you have pouring out of our faucet at the moment.
I guess you guys don't shower very often together.
Well, no. Well, when we do, I'm like, can we turn that down?
Oh, okay. So this is the thing you knew about her before, that she liked the the molten magma showers.
Well, yeah, because she would come out of the shower and there would be so much steam billowing out of the bathroom it would set off our smoke alarm. Yeah, that, or her skin was actually on fire, and I'm not really sure. Good time. She is finding this less amusing as we go forward.
All right. Moving
along.
She
says no. She said she's not finding it less amusing, but just to be fair, let's move on to something else. So,
I think I might try to go visit Jeff Miranda's baby next Monday, because I will be in San Jose.
Do you have the day off?
No, after work.
Oh, after work.
After work. So that, yeah, nothing. I got Attack the Block waiting for me to watch. I've heard good things. I was not as impressed
with
that.
Have you listened? Sorry.
You were asking about Doug Benson?
I was.
I was going to say I wasn't. I don't think I was as impressed as you were.
You suck.
All right, so to be fair, I haven't finished the episode, but just from the beginning, I'm just like, this is all right. I mean, like I don't know.
All right, let's not tell Andy why it's impressive. I don't want to tell the listeners either, but there's an episode of Doug Loves Movies that has as special guest Paul F. Tompkins, Andrew Lloyd Webber, and Gary Marshall. Gary Marshall being the director of such hits as New Year's Eve and Valentine's Day, as of recent. Andrew Lloyd Webber, of course, guy who wrote Family Opera and other shit like that. Anyway, so it's all three of them and Doug Benson for the whole hour. And it's funny just on its face, but if you know the fucking Sixth Sense twist of what's going on, it's fucking comic genius. So everybody should go listen to that episode, and then if you email me privately, I will tell you what the secret is.
Tim even said he thinks it's the best podcast episode he's heard ever, right?
Yeah, in the history of podcasts I've listened to, I think that may be my favorite ever episode of any podcast.
And you thought it was good from beginning to end?
I did.
All right, because I got 30 minutes left, and I'm like, it's all right.
What the fuck? You're a piece of shit.
All right, I am.
Andy, are you going to listen to it?
Yes, I am. I'm actually making a note right now.
Excellent. Oh, that's right, because now you've got you're going to soon have a long drive to work, right?
Yep.
I think you should just listen to Doug Loves Movies in general. I think it's a good podcast.
I agree.
Doug
it's
Loves
good.
Movies.
You'll probably enjoy it.
It was on my list, along with Mark Maron's WTF.
That one I take or leave. Like, I'll see who's on and see if I care.
Did you listen to the episode where the guy came out of the closet?
Todd Glass?
Yeah,
no.
Todd Glass. Yeah, I heard about that.
It's supposed to be a really good episode.
I heard about it. Didn't listen.
On a pop culture podcast I listened to, they thought one guy thought it was a really good episode of What the Fuck.
Yeah, I was listening to another. I was listening to another podcast, and they were talking about it and relating it to just, you know, being yourself on stage and in life, and how that must have sucked for Todd Glass all that time, because like pretty much any joke he has a ton of jokes that end with my girlfriend, and you're like, obviously he doesn't have a girlfriend, so he's had to just make this shit up, and like that sucks. That sucks that he had to do that, or that he felt he had to do that.
And now he's out. He's like, I'm here, and I'm queer. Get used to it.
I worked with him up in Marin County. Don't know that I got a gay vibe off of him, but it's not like I'm sitting around with everybody I meet. Wait, are you secretly gay? Definitely a cool and funny guy, so I assume he will continue to be a cool and funny guy. But just the cool, kind of cool and funny guy who might blow you if you're nice.
Which kind of makes him cooler.
Kind of, if you think about it.
Because
well, he's gay.
Blowjobs are awesome.
Janelle's like, wow, really? Seems awfully generous.
All right. Yeah.
We can just sit here staring at each other for a little while longer, or we can call it.
Let's call it.
All right. Well, join us next week when Noah will actually remember to prepare for this high five.
All right. That's what I'll do.
I'll remind you next week. I've got Friday off, so expect constant IMs.
I started my list already. I have it up on my computer, and so
that's good.
It'll just be open.
Look at you. All right, so join us next week for that. Until then, you're doing it.
Don't do a 187 on a motherfucking cop, though.
Remember, never trust an Asian.
Yep.
Never.
Or crack.com.
Remember, never show up drunk to eat Asian food.
Tancast. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Tancast podcast. You can go to our official website, tancast.com, where you can read our blogs and find links to the official Tancast Facebook page, the official Tancast Twitter page, and the official Tancast store. We'd love to get emails from you, so email us at fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com, or you can email the guys individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. As always, we'd like to thank DJ Technoid for creating the official Tancast theme, and we'd like to remind you to subscribe to us on iTunes and write us a review so other people can find us. That's all for this week, and as always, remember, I'm fucking in here.
Hey folks, Editor Tim here. Just want to let you know that as of me recording this, Cracked still has me listed as the winner of the Photoshop contest. But in case you're afraid that that might change and I might not win the $50, you could always throw me a little love, and by love I of course mean cash, by going to tancast.com/Tim and downloading the 3 o'clock parade.
Just when I thought the dude had asked the dumbest question I was going to hear at Disneyland that day, he topped himself. Turned back to poor Susie and goes, "What time does the 3 o'clock parade start?" I see a couple of you don't believe me. I wish I made that up. What could make a brain go so wrong? The only thing I could think, dude must have thought it was a parade about 3 o'clock. Like, that was the theme of the parade. Like, they were get over the loudspeaker, "Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland celebrates the magic of 3 o'clock in our spectacular 3 o'clock parade, starting at 12:45. Damas y caballeros, niños y niñas, Disneyland celebra el mágico de tres de la tarde."
And then, that's free. That's just, it's there for you. And then there's like a little tip jar. You just pay what you think is fair. So like, it's free, and then you just, you know, a little, hey, yeah, something for you. And don't forget to tell your friends who you think, you know, who enjoy nerdy comedy, Disney comedy, mediocre comedy, like whatever it is that you think will get them to download the CD and pay me a couple shekels, or whatever. Just saying, teeth are expensive. I love you. My wife gave me crazy eyes when I said that.